Module 11, Recognize Achievements. One of the most motivating things for most people is recognition. People want to know that what they do is noticed and matters. This can be especially true in team environments, where it sometimes feels as though individuals get lost. In large organizations with broad goals, individual teams may also feel lost in the shuffle. Take the time to recognize achievements by both individual employees and whole teams, and you will find your people more motivated and invested in their work. Recognition motivates. People want to be recognized for what they do, and especially when they reach a goal or accomplish an achievement. While people may want to be recognized in different ways, some prefer public accolade, while others want a private pat on the back. No one wants to feel as though his or her work is invisible. Find ways to recognize your people's achievements. When your sales team knows that their work is seen, appreciated, and recognized, they are more likely to be motivated to continue to do excellent work. Not every recognition needs to be public or made with a formal incentive. Figure out what motivates your people and find ways to recognize achievements that align with this. A culture in which achievements, both large and small, are acknowledged is a motivational one. Recognize achievements regularly. It is important to recognize achievements regularly. This helps to establish a culture of recognition. There are many ways to do this. Some organizations have a yearly awards banquet or celebration. Others recognize achievements weekly or monthly in a newsletter or company-wide email. You may choose a few moments during weekly or monthly meetings to recognize those who have reached goals or had other achievements. The frequency is not as important as the regularity. If your people have the sense that achievements are sometimes recognized and sometimes not, they are not likely to find such recognition motivating. Even if you do not choose frequent public acknowledgement of achievements, be sure to schedule regular time with your team and its members to recognize recent achievements. Recognize achievements publicly. Not every achievement needs to be recognized publicly, but ideally there should be some way of acknowledging achievement to the organization. You might choose regular announcements at meetings, an annual award ceremony, or simply a congratulatory email. Recognizing achievements publicly helps to reinforce the culture of recognition. When employees know that others are being recognized, they are motivated to achieve so that they might be recognized as well. If there is a culture of silence around achievements, even if they are acknowledged privately, employees may feel that what they accomplish doesn't really matter. Certificates, trophies, and other items that employees and teams can display are also a way of publicly recognizing achievements. Document achievements. It is important to document team and individual achievements. On a practical level, this information is useful when it comes time for annual review, promotions, and raises. Individual employees and teams may also wish to document achievements as a way of demonstrating a track record of excellence, what some experts call a Go You file, which can be turned to when evaluating strengths or accomplishments over the last year. Documenting achievements also contributes to a sense of organizational history and can be useful when orienting new team members or otherwise establishing the history of a team or initiative. Documentation may be informal, as simple as a folder or a document on the server. Other organizations choose to have more formal archives which document achievements. Choose a method that fits with your organization culture, but be sure to document. Case study. At the end of each year, as part of their holiday celebration, the sales team held an award ceremony. They gave silly awards like Worst Tie, but also recognized people who had met goals, been promoted, retired, or otherwise had accomplishments during the year. It was a nice time to recognize people's achievements. Since she had started working on the team just 2 weeks before the end of the year, Randy didn't expect to receive anything. She had only just landed her first client and was still pretty unsure of herself. So she was surprised when she was called up to accept the award for landing the last client of the year. She hadn't even thought the team would notice, but her mentor gave a nice speech and welcomed her to the team, and then gave her a certificate for her office. In her previous company, where she'd been for 5 years, Randy had never won an award, even though she consistently did well at her job. She felt very much a part of her new team.